Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. It's good to be back on this station again tonight to lift up the name of Jesus, because I love lifting him up, because the more I lift him up, he draws me closer and closer to him. And it's so good to be here to share with you what God is going to share with me tonight through me to share to you. I hope that every one of you have had a blessed week and a blessed day, because God is still passing those blessings out one by one. And I just stopped for a little while to let you know that nothing is too hard for God. God can do anything but fail. God comes to those that call on him in a time of need. And I want you to know, lift up your heads and God will speak to you. If you open your ears, you will hear him speak, even if it's only through his servants that's on this station day after day. And I want to give God the honor tonight, because he woke me up this morning and he started me on another day. I have to give him the honor that's due to him, because he is surely good to me. I want to honor Apostle Mercer tonight also for continuing the Lord to work through her to continue on this broadcast and continue allowing us to serve on this broadcast through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to thank each and every one tonight that takes part in this broadcast day after day, because God is surely showing up during this time of need. God is showing up through his servants that he has chosen to speak his word to you as he gives his word to them. And I stop by here tonight to let you know I give you all thanks, because when you listen, you will see and hear God speaking through his word, and somebody might need to hear a word tonight. And I don't know about you all, but I know that there is someone out there that needs to hear a word from God. Somebody is lost. Somebody is hungry. Somebody is homeless. Somebody don't even have shoes on their feet. Somebody don't even have clothes to put on. Somebody tonight is sick, and the doctor has said, I can't do no more for you. But Dr. Jesus is going to stop by your room, and he will do what the doctor can't do, because he is a doctor that has never lost a patient. He is the one that has medicine in him or his garment. All you got to do tonight is just reach out to him and feel him and touch him, and he will give you the medicine that you need to be healed. I thank you. I thank you tonight. I thank you for just being with us at a time like this. Listen tonight to what God will have for his servant to share with you all. I'm going to be coming tonight. I'm going to do teaching more than preaching, but whatever God allows on my heart to do, that is what I'm going to do. I'm following his role. I'm following his leadership. And I don't know what he's going to do, because the Holy Spirit works in different types of men. And I don't know if I'm going to teach the whole lesson tonight, or God might want me to preach a little. I don't know what he wants me to do, but I'm going to be obedient unto him who is able to keep me from falling and keep me falling before his throne. Tonight I'm going to be coming from the book of Hosea and the second chapter and the 19th and the 20th verse. And it reads as the following. I will betray you to me forever. Yes, I will betray you to me in righteousness and justice, in loving kindness and mercy. I will betray you to me in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord. You shall know the Lord. I'm going to be teaching tonight on this subject, a theme or a thought, knowing all of God. Come and go with me to my Father's house, to my Father's house, to my Father's house. Come and go with me to my Father's house. There is peace and happiness there in my Father's house, in my Father's house, in my Father's house. Peace and happiness there in my Father's house. There is joy. Come and go with me to my Father's house, to my Father's house, to my Father's house. Come and go with me to my Father's house. There is peace. Most holy God, my heavenly Father, this again, Lord, that I come calling on your holy and righteous name. Lord, I come now as humble as I know how. I come, Lord, that you will speak to me, to your people that is listening here tonight. Lord, I come, Lord, to let them know that everything is going to be all right. Right now, Lord, I pray that you would allow us to be able to do your will. Allow us to be able to stand strong to in doing your will. Lord, I want to thank you tonight. I want to thank you for what you have done in my life. I want to thank you for lifting me up when I was torn down and strengthening me when I was weak. Lord, I want to thank you tonight because I know that you're worthy of all my thanks. If I had 10,000 tongues, Lord, tonight, I couldn't thank you enough. But, Lord, you stopped by my room this morning and touched me with a coal from your altar and woke me one more day. And now, Lord, I stand here to just say thank you. Thank you for just allowing me to be able to have my help and my strength. Thank you, Lord, for being clothed in my right mind. Thank you, Lord, for just keeping me in perfect peace with you. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to have a relationship with you where that I be able to be so close to you. It be like that you and I are married one with another. Lord, I want to thank you tonight. I want to thank you for this word, Lord, that I'm going to speak tonight through you, Lord. And, Lord, and I want you to thank you tonight for allowing me to be able to come on this station week after week and proclaim your gospel to your people, Lord. Somebody out there is hungry tonight for your word. Somebody needs to hear you speak tonight. Lord, I want to thank you for speaking through me, Lord, giving me the tools to be able to share your word with those that's listening in this world today, Lord. I just want to thank you. Now, Lord, as I begin to go into your word, to teach your word, to edify your word, I want you to just take me, Lord. Take me, Lord, as a little child. Hear me, Lord. Show me what to do. Show me, Lord, what to say. Teach me, Lord, your ways, Lord. I thank you tonight for all that you already have done, but there's still so much, Lord, that I can learn from you, Lord. And I want to thank you tonight for just teaching me more and more every day to be more like you. Lord, I come now. I come as humble as I know how. I come, Lord, now. May your words my words be acceptable in your sight, Lord. Lord, just hold me now. Hold me, hold me, hold me, Lord. And when you hold me, Lord, I pray that everything would be all right. Now, Lord, as I go into your word, I pray that your Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide in me. Guide me, teach me, show me, Lord. Show up tonight, Lord, in this word that I'll be teaching from. In the name of Jesus, I pray, and for your sake, I ask it all in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Hosea, the second chapter, 19th and the 20th verse. You see here, you find that God extends his loving kindness to us, even when we stray all from him. Our highest and the most fulfilling purpose is an ultimate relationship with the Lord God. Suddenly, when we seek him, we'll find him. We may know what it means to fear the Lord, but what does it mean to fear his goodness? Here Hosea foreshadows the coming of the Messiah, offspring of David, who would be the King of Kings. And you see, he's not only the King of Kings, my Bible teaches me that he is also the Lord of Lords. And as we have seen through Christ, the goodness of the Lord, the holiness of the Lord, and abundant love of God to us is so great and undeserved that it ought to make us tremble tonight. Isn't that all right? It should make us tremble because the word is so powerful. The word is so sharp. It should make us tremble at the name of Jesus, because the Bible says that under the name of Jesus, every knee one day is going to bow, and every tongue is going to confess that he is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. He is the great I Am. He is the first and the last. He is the all that we need. He is the way maker. He is the Prince of Peace. And he's the Rose of Sharon and the Lily in the Valley and the Bright and Morning Star. He is our all in all, and it should make us tremble. Knowing all of God, in order to know someone, you can't just know what they do. You must know their character and heart. You have to know what motivates them. The same is true for God. You see, in the book of Hosea, the second chapter, the 19th and the 20th verse, it says, I will betroth you to me forever. Yes, I will betroth you to me in righteousness and in justice, in loving kindness and mercy. I betray you to me in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord. He has betrayed, and this word betrayed is the same, it means engaged. His people to himself for one reason, to let himself be known. But unfortunately tonight, sometimes we know about God, but we really don't know him. Yet God wants us to love him in a deep, intimate relationship. Here tonight, I'm going to raise 6 reasons we should know God's way. Listen tonight. The first reason is we should know the ways of God because they are essential in knowing him. By learning the ways God works, we become equipped with his heart. And life's greatest joy is knowing him personally and intimately. I'm saying is that we shall become acquainted with his heart. Not equipped, acquainted with his heart. And his life joy is knowing him personally. You see, if you go with me to Psalms, the 25th Psalm, and we're going to find what that Psalm is telling us tonight about this lesson that I'm teaching on tonight. Let us go to the 25th Psalm and the 4th and the 5th verse. It says here, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I will wait all day long. And here, through this 25th Psalm and the 4th and the 5th verse, we learn God's ways and his truth time and time again. We do not become experts about him overnight. He spent years molding us into the likeness of his son. So we must seek him daily through his word and prayer and walk in an intimate relationship with him. That is the way we truly know the one who saves us, God all by himself. The second part I'm going to raise up tonight is, in our lesson, we should know the ways of God because he requires that we know them. The Lord desires for us to go beyond a surface relationship with him. So he has given us commands to follow, and if we learn not merely to see him as our master, but as our beloved. If you go again with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the tenth chapter, the book of Deuteronomy, and the 12th verse, we're going to find something else here that's going to be uplifting. Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter, and the 11th verse says, and the 12th verse says, and now Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul? God commanded the Israelites to take Canaan. But after 40 years of wandering, no doubt they wondered if they had what it took to wage a successful campaign. Yet God did not expect them to have a perfect battle plan. Rather, he simply wanted them to love and obey him. Moses understood that Israel couldn't be under God's protection without obedience and faith. So he reminded him of the essence of God's law. First one he reminded them was, fear God. The second one is, walk in his way. The third one is, love him. And the fourth one, serve him wholehearted. And the fifth one, obey him. God isn't an impossible taskmaster. He sets you up to fail. Rather, he is your loving God who is making a way for you through whatever challenges you face. Your responsibility is to walk in his way. Your responsibility is to walk in his way. Not your own way. Walk the way that the Lord has designed for you to walk. Walk in that straight and narrow way, because there's a broad way that leads to destruction. But on that straight and narrow way, you're going to find eternal life through Christ Jesus. That's the road that you want to be on today. That's the road that you want to be walking on. That's the road you want to be living on. That's the road you want to be feasting on. The road that is narrow. The road that few is on. You don't want to be on that broad way tonight, because on that broad way you're going to find many things that don't resist of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You're going to find that the devil is in control on the broad road. Can I talk a little while tonight? On that broad road, you're going to find somewhere along the line somebody gone down in a place and have bought some alcohol, that got drunk on alcohol. Somebody gone down into the houses where the prostitution going on. Somebody that got caught up in prostitution. Somebody that got caught up in drugs on that Broadway. I tell you tonight, get off the Broadway, because you got to turn around. You got to exit where you can get off. When you get off the Broadway, get back on that now way, because the now way is the way to lead us to eternal life, to that place where Jesus have already gone and prepared for us. Get on the now way and stay on the now way. That's in knowing who God is and who God, what God can do. God can do anything that he says he would do. God can lift you up. God can open doors that no man can close. God can make a way out of no way. God can bring things to pass that you don't see now. But God can bring it to pass, so it will be in the end beginning. When God brings it to pass, it will come to light just like pure gold. I stopped to let you know tonight that you got to know the one that made the heavens and the one that made the earth. His name is Jehovah God all by himself. You must know him. My fourth one is, we should know the ways of God because he loves us. Our Heavenly Father desires the very best for us. He wants each of us to realize that his plan for us will always be above and beyond all we could ask or imagine. You find this tonight in the book of Jeremiah, in the book of Jeremiah, the 31st and the 3rd verse. In the book of Jeremiah, it says, the Lord has appeared of the old to me, saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. God has pledged his love to you forever. He walks with you through disappointment and hardship. Nothing can separate you from his love. Therefore, accept him, cling to him, and trust that his will for you is always the very best. Always know that his will is always the very best. Here tonight, as I move on just a little further, we're going to be looking at the fifth point tonight. We should know the ways of God because they are the best way. No matter what situations we must endure, how difficult a choice we have to make, we can be certain that God always is the best way to face it. He will guide us and will give us the strength and the wisdom to handle our circumstances in a godly manner. Jeremiah, you find this in Jeremiah, the 29th chapter and the 11th verse. The 29th chapter and the 11th verse. Let us look at that. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. God's plan for us are always for our good. Although we may endure times of adversity, we always have hope because of his amazing loving kindness toward us. And if we patiently and obediently wait for him, he will more certainly fulfill his promise to us and propose for us in a way that above and beyond all that we ask or imagine. You see, God will always impose to us more than we ask or imagine because he is God and he is God all by himself. He is God and he is God alone. We should know. We should know the ways of God because they are the pathway to success. This is my sixth point that I'm getting across to you all tonight. Although the world threats of achievement involving wealth and power, to the Lord, true success lies in obedience to his will. No one can make plans on their own without the plans of God being in the midst. He will succeed and achieve the victory. When we submit to him, we share in his triumph. Therefore, knit your heart to know all of God, his work, his ways, and his will for your life. Because he promised us, you will seek me and find me. When you search for me with all your heart, you find that in Jeremiah 29:13. But we're going to go back up to 1 John. And see what that tells us. Instead of going to 1 John, let us go to Job 42. Instead of going to 1 John, we're going to Job 42 and see what Job is telling us. You see, God is still on the throne. God is still passing out blessings one by one. We find that without him, we can do not anything. But with him, we can do all things. All things is possible with him, because without him, we can do nothing. You see, here, as I move on to this lesson that I'm teaching tonight, God is still good to us, and his goodness is everlasting. And through his goodness, God wants us truly to know him for ourselves. And in knowing him for ourselves, we know that he is the one that sets high and the one that looks low. He is the one that rules heaven and also rules earth. He is the one that opens up doors that no man can close. Here we find tonight, and as I said before, and I'm going to go to that before we go to anything else. I'm going to Job now. I'm going to the 42nd verse, chapter of Job. And I'm going to the second verse of that chapter. And it says here that I know that you can do everything, and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. Here God is saying, Job is saying that God can do anything he says he can do. And there is nothing too hard for God to do if we only believe and trust in him. We have to go to God and sometimes repent to God about what's going on in our lives that is not like him. And Job, yeah, repented so that he could be restored back to where he belonged. You see, there is no purpose of yours, Job was saying, that can be withheld from you, because God knows everything. God knows everything. We think sometimes that we can do things in the dark and there's not going to be light shined upon them or that they will be coming to the light. But I stop to let you know that whatever we do in the dark, it will come to the light, because Jesus is the light of the world. In him there is no darkness. We can't hide from the Lord, because I tell you time and time again, he's too wide, you can't get around him. He's too high, you can't get over him. He's too low, you can't get beneath him, because he got the whole world in the palm of his hands. I stop to tell you tonight, stop hiding behind those things that will beseech you. Pick them things that beseech you. Pick them to the Lord and lay them at his feet and leave them there. Repent of your sins, and God will raise you up. God will set you above where that you are beneath. God will put your feet on solid ground again, on a rock that's hard in you and hard in I. God will fix what man has broken. God will fix it, I tell you, because he's a mind regulator and he's a heart fixer. I stop to let you know tonight, you got to know God for yourself. Nobody else can know what you know about God unless they have learned God, and unless they have a relationship with him. You have to gain a relationship with God tonight, because without him, we will stumble. Without him, we will fall. God is so good to us, better to us than we are to ourselves. He woke us up this morning and starts us on another day. He put running in our feet and clapping in our hands, put a song on our heart. God is so good to us. Goodness and very goodness and mercy, he says, will follow you all the days of your life. And he says, all you've got to do is just dwell in my house. In my house I have meat. In my house I have love. In my house I have medicine. In my house I have a statue, a place for you where that everything will be all right. In my house, I got many mansions, and in those mansions, in my house, that's where you want to be. And as I move on, just a little further, as children of a son of God, we are never victims of our own circumstances. Isn't that all right tonight? As children of a sovereign God, we are never victims of our circumstances. We find, as I move on, life is not simple. And you know it's not. We face many bumps and turns along the way. But the race is real. The battle is continuous. And the painful experiences may tear our heart time again. However, our circumstances should not define who we are or how we react. Rather, as believers, and our behavior in every situation should honor the Lord Jesus. And our identity should always be based on the salvation he has provided for us. We find in chapter 11 of Hebrews is populated with men and women who endured despite adversity circumstances. You may say, of course, they preserved. God worked so powerfully in their situation. Look here tonight at our stories turn out. Yet understand, just like you, the saints of old, did I know how the story would end. Nor whether God would keep his promise to them. Yet we find in 1 Kings 8 and 56 reports, there has not failed one word of all of his good promises. So how did they just demonstrate the strong faith in God? They did so because they trusted in the fact that the Lord was able to help them and work everything out for their good. God is always able, and God is always working things out for our good. God turns a bad situation into a good situation. God takes a little bit and makes a lot of it. You see, even when nothing else makes sense to them and makes sense to us, when nothing else, they replace their hope in the sovereign Lord. And we should place our hope in our sovereign Lord. And he rewarded them for their confidence. Hebrews 11:6. He rewarded them, and the same God that rewarded them is the same God that will reward us. Because God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is the same God that was in the fiery furnace when the Hebrew boys was there. God is the same God that was in the lion's den when Daniel was there. God is the same God when Moses led the children out of Egypt that was in bondage. God is the same God that even came in the wake of the night and found a little baby, as Jesus said, was there with him when he went through what he went through. The same God that done it for them is the same God that can do it for us today. You don't have to worry just because we're living in a different time, but God don't have no different time. God is always in the time frame. God is yesterday when it was then, when the Hebrew boys and when Daniel and when all of those children that was in bondage was there. God, the same God that served them, is the same God that will serve us today, because he is God all by himself. He is God. He is the beginning. He is the end, because he made the beginning. And he's going to close out in the end, because he's always God all by himself. See, I read, do a lot of reading. I read in this book one day, I was reading about this fifth grade young man who his noun has become a pastor. He had memorized an inspired list of godly people in Hebrews 11. A faithful servant of the Lord who deserved in a great trial by trusting God. It was one of the most transformative lessons of his life. And when he went through a rough time in ministry, the Lord reminded him of these great people's faith, gave him the confidence to endure as they did. Don't you know God will remind us of those great men of faith? We always, when we're going through something, we can always go back. And we can see what happened with Daniel in the lion's den. We can always go back and see those Hebrew boys in the fire furnace. We can always go back and we can see Moses when he crossed over into the promised land. We can always go back because God is our sovereign Lord. He is the way that we can make it into the place where he has already gone and prepared for us. Even when we are going through something, I'm almost there. When we are going through something, all we got to do tonight is think about the Bible's unseen cloud of witnesses. We should likewise be encouraged by their testimony. We should be hearted by the story of Joseph, who endured through life seeming so unfair. You know, every now and then, life seems so unfair to us. But we can learn from Joseph's story how he endured through the unfairness that he felt in his life. Or even we can look at David's story, who obeyed God even though at times everything seemed to work against him becoming king of Israel as the Lord had promised. Or even we can look at Moses' story, enduring as seeing him who is invisible, and led the people of Israel to the promised land. Or the disciples who was desolated after crucifixion of Christ, only to be strengthened, hearted, and filled with the purpose of his resurrection. Had any of them considered themselves victims of their circumstances, they would have begun their journey with God in defeat and discouragement. We are not victims of our circumstances tonight, because God is working it out for our good. And still here, they focus on the almighty hand of the Lord and triumph with him. Likewise, tonight, we can say, God has died and endured, so can I. Because you are covenant just as you were then, and you love me as you love them. Therefore, I will not consider myself a victim of my circumstances. Rather, I will view every situation as an opportunity for your glory to shine forth in victory. God knows the Christian's life is not easy. When you receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior, he will set you on your course as your sovereign Lord. He maps out all the bumps. Isn't that all right? And he maps out all the turns. And he maps out all the detours. He will map out all the hills. And he will map out all the valleys. Because he knew all the difficulties you would face. He understood that you would continuously clash with the world, the flesh. And the devil would tell you we're home with him. Yet he didn't merely set you on the path, hoping you would find your way. He sent the Holy Spirit to indwell in you, to guide you, and to encourage you. Endurance requires something that doesn't come easily. God didn't promise us a bed of roses, but he promised us that we will provide, that he will provide, and we will survive. God promised us that he will be with us always until the end of the age. God promised us that he would pick us up when we fall by the wayside. God always promised us those things because he is the sovereign God. The God that sets high and the God that looks low. He, all we got to do is trust in the unseen sovereign God. However, when the Holy Spirit is there, listen tonight, the Holy Spirit is there. The Holy Spirit reminds us of the faith and the power that God has. You can remain committed to him through the Holy Spirit. When the going gets rough, and I'm almost through, and it will, you can turn away. You can't turn away. You can't quit. The longer you're faithful, obey the law. You see, when the road gets rough, the hill sometimes gets hard to climb, and the rough places gets rougher. But I stop by here tonight to let you know that God will make those rough places plain. God will make those hills climb easier to get over. And the rougher it gets, God will calm the rough seas in our lives that comes up day by day. God will speak to the sea that comes up in our lives and will say, peace be still. And I know with no doubt in my mind, I feel something here now. With no doubt in my mind, I know something tonight that when God stands and speaks to the hills that's in our lives, the rough places that's in our lives, God speaks. speaks to him and says, peace, be still. And those things will be calm. We don't have to worry tonight. All we got to do is hand over to Jesus. He will work it out. He worked it out for those of old, and he will work it out for us, because he's here with us, because he says, I'm here. I left you with the Holy Ghost Spirit that dwells on the inside of you. It will keep you till I come again. Hold on to God's unchanging hand, and he will make everything all right. You see, no matter what our circumstances might be, the stronger your faith becomes, you become prepared for the greater service in expanding ministry. You become strong and steadfast. The greater your faith will be, you will begin to rely on your faith. The one who endureth the cross lives in you. You hear where I'm coming from tonight? So you don't have to worry about anything that you don't have control of, because God, Son Jesus, lives to those that who has accepted him as thy Savior, those who have repented and become born again, not as a little child, but born of the water and the Spirit. And that is what God is telling us and showing us. How can some cry out tonight that I am born again Christian, but they still holding on to those old things that existed back then? But I stop by to let you know that to be a born again Christian is that God said in his word that everything old must pass away and everything must become new to be a born again Christian. Stop lying to yourself when you say you are born again Christian and still holding on to those old things, still holding on to not forgiving your sisters and your brothers. How can you? God said in his word, how can you love me and hate your brother? How can you love someone that you have not seen and hate someone that you see and walk by day? God says you are a liar and the truth is not in you. Do you know God tonight? Do you know who he is? Do you know him for yourself? If you don't know him tonight, it's time for you to go down to the morning bench. Get on your bending knees. Call on him. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. Repent what you have done and what you are doing, and lay it at his feet. Let him know that I'm tired, Lord. I'm tired living in this way. I'm tired, Lord. I can't seem to find my way. I need help, and I need you to come by my house. I need you to stop by my room. I need you to open up a door that no man can close. Let me walk in. I'm here, you knock. I'm going to open the door too for you to come in with me. Sit with me. I call you tonight, Lord. Just call him up, and he will come to your rescue. You ain't alone. Your sovereign Lord is with you in every situation. Therefore, call upon him to infuse you with his power and wisdom. Obey anything he calls you to do. And remember that you are never a victim of circumstances. For your sovereign God can use everything that happens to you for your blessing and for your glory. The one who endured the cross, Jesus the Christ, he done it because of our sin, to save the world from that sin. Tonight, I hope you have received something from the Lord that would be uplifted, knowing all of God. We want to know all of God, not just part of him. We want to know all of him. And we want a relationship with him. And that relationship is to be like him. There might be one tonight as I move out of your way. There might be one that needs to come to him just as you are. Come bringing some baggage. Come bringing some dirt. Come bringing whatever you have that is got you down. And he will no wise cast you aside. But there are something that you have to do. You got to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that he was raised from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. If you confess and believe on Jesus, everything is going to be all right. Come to him tonight, just as you are. Come to Jesus, the songwriter said. Come, come to Jesus, and he will be waiting at the door, and he will come in if you let him in. All you got to do is let him in tonight. I hear him knocking on somebody's door tonight, and somebody has shut him out time and time again. But I recommend tonight that you open up that door and let him come in tonight. Let him come in, and he will no wise cast you aside. Let him come in, and he will clean your house, the dirt that we store upon under the roof time and time again. Let him come in tonight, and everything will be all right. Open up the door and let him come in tonight. Most holy God, our Heavenly Father, as I begin to go from this place right now of worshiping, Lord, I want you just to lift up those eyes that these here you're listening so that they can see you and work, Lord, in them, Lord, so they be able to accept you as their personal Savior. I pray now, Lord, that you allow your Holy Spirit to fall fresh on them. Thank you tonight, Lord, for allowing me to be able to stand in the gap for those that out there that need to hear a word from you. Lord, I want to thank you tonight for what you have done tonight and what you're going to continue on doing in the lives of your people. Bless them, Lord. Bless your word. Now, as I begin, Lord, to lead, pray, Lord, you would just continue on working in our lives. In Jesus' name, I pray, and for your sake I ask it all. Amen, amen, amen. My phone number again is 313-5877. 313-5877. And you have a blessed night, and keep us in prayer, as I always say before I end. And as I go, pick my seat, I want to thank you for just being listeners of God's word. And this is the word of God by the man of God that has been delivered to you all tonight through Jesus the Christ, our Lord. Amen.